You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's time for another hour of your favorite sports gambling show.
What is this going to be?
Moneyline. With the two best hosts to ever do it.
I love my contract. Love my teammates.
Donnie Wrightside.
Do what the Sixers did, Charlotte. Just win 7 games a year for 4 years. Eventually, you'll find somebody, and you'll be on the upswing again if it works out in your favor.
And Kevin Walsh.
Let me tell you how crazy talented the NBA is right now. I'm not even trying to get into a debate. He's not even the most talented offensive big man in the NBA right now, in my honest opinion.
Are you kidding?
On the Sports Grid Radio Network, SiriusXM Channel 159.
Maybe the biggest football Friday on the network this season is AFC-NFC Championship Sunday. This is Moneyline, the best hour of your day, right here on the Sports Grid Network, SiriusXM Channel 159, down your right side, along with Kevin Walsh, and a lot to get to. And maybe you'll start here. Vince McMahon getting sued, you know, Netflix getting WWF Raw, and then we have on top of that the Royal Rumble tomorrow, which we're expected to have a lot of people coming over from AEW. But did I get that correct?
I mean, I'll tell you, the highlight of that breakdown was you calling it WWF Raw. I mean, that is...
Yeah, come on. I mean, WWF
that is splendid.
It's like San Diego Chargers. They're still there. Don't worry about it.
They're still from the Chargers. Yeah, no, it's a messy situation over there in WWE. But they are
now. Is there a chance MJF, by the way, is gone? Like he wrestles for the WWE tomorrow for good? Like where did that come from?
No, it's one of those bizarre things that for a long time they thought they would have people interested in, and then everyone's like, enough, man. Like we got the idea. You're back. Like let's not pretend here. All right, so let's just keep it pushing.
There you go. All right. Big weekend in store. Welcome in the radio audience. You're listening to Donnie and Kevin right here, SiriusXM Channel 159, as we go off into the afternoon and set up your incredible NFL weekend. Big news here for the Ravens, activating Mark Andrews off of the IR. He will now face the Chiefs. They are full gas now in that football game as we line up those two games. Let's call it four. Even four there in Baltimore as most of the lines are sitting there. And San Francisco now above a touchdown at most outlets at -7.5. Are you ready, K-Dub, for this weekend's NFL action? That's the question.
I hope so, although we're off tomorrow. So, I mean, it feels like these games are a decade away, quite frankly.
It does. We've been talking about these for, just imagine, like Super Bowl 2 weeks, right? You're talking about one football game for 2 weeks and analyze it every different way for hours on end. At least we got two of them here, but two great football games. Like, I do think you have some pretty good betting, you know, advantages in both of these. You're worried about Deebo Samuel if he's going to come back because that'll affect the San Francisco 49ers offense. But outside of that, I'm really worried in Kansas City and Baltimore, other than is Mark Andrews going to come back and be the most dominant tight end in football, or is he going to play a part in that football game. But I love both of these. You're taking a look at low 40 temperatures there in Baltimore, 70 degrees out there in Santa Clara. We're not going to have any problems this weekend. Like, if you get a clean shot at this, you can make some dough and have some fun, and I think we will.
Yeah, I'm interested to see that the 7.5 number is, I mean, is that becoming the most common number available?
Yes. Wow. Yes, it is. Is that the Debo? Like, incredible. Debo just practicing, pushes that from 6.5 to 7.5, and Detroit can't compete? Because there's one guy that'll be there on the show with us for Pro Football Today on Sunday that I think is about to start to go on tilt mode towards the Detroit Lions with all this fire coming from the Niners crowd.
Well, I mean, look, I'm sure he is, and he'll keep pressing it down that direction. But I just want on the record, the Niners moving to 7.5 does not mean they are the public side. Just want that on the record. Okay?
So we all understand. 52% of the tickets, and how about this? Kansas City, Baltimore, Kevin, 151,000 tickets counted. 50-50. Impressive.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I think there's a lot of people out there that believe in this Baltimore team, but when you boil it down, and look, it is Pat, right? It's Pat, and people are going to continue to trust him in that capacity. Mm-hmm. So we shall see, man. We shall see. That these totals, though, pretty stationary. Certainly that first one.
Yeah, if I had a feel for a game, I think most people are saying, like, I don't think it's going to go under in Detroit and San Francisco. But 50-plus points in a championship game still is a lot, and a lot has to go right for you. But I think the conditions and the offenses are ripe for scoring points here. I got a couple angles we'll get to a little bit later in the show as we go. But also, like, we'd like to talk about some hot topics here before we continue to break down both of these games for a final time here this week on Moneyline. The Falcons hired defensive coordinator Raheem Morris as their head coach. And I flipped on ESPN, like, before I saw it on Twitter, and I saw it pop up on the screen, and I was just like, that is just an odd pick here. And again, never was about, like, I don't think Raheem Morris can be a great head coach, failed in Tampa, but sometimes you're just not ready for that job and too young to be a head coach. You learn a lot, and you're ready second time around. But when you have an organization that really needs to get its offense together and handle themselves with getting a franchise quarterback, sometimes it's a tough sell for me in that instance. Now, you say, Donnie, D'Amico Ryan's had a great football season. Bobby Slowick leaves that team. Then you're like, well, I don't know how good Houston's going to be. You would never say that. Like, well, Kyle Shanahan had a good year with Brock Purdy next year. Well, I don't know if Kyle Shanahan can have another good year. Yes, you can, because the same offense stays in place at that point. What were your thoughts on Raheem Morris getting the nod there down in Atlanta?
Yeah, pretty surprised that was the direction they opted to go. It's not the direction I would have gone, certainly. But I'm not sure I would have gone with Bill Belichick either, which I think kind of makes for one of the more interesting situations you have here. I and you and I agree on the look, I'd rather bring the offensive guy. I mean, look at Shane Steichen, right? Like, the Eagles lost both their coordinators, and there's a lot of people like, man, we missed Steichen. As bad as the Eagles' defense was, nobody's like, man, don't you Gannon was back right now? Like, it's just, this defense stinks.
Correct.
So that right there kind of puts a strike against the hire. You know, I saw Les Snead kind of be like, oh, he's going to have an incredible staff around him. There's going to be tampering, jokingly somewhat. Like, the players are all going to want to play with, you know, for him. And I guess, and again, like, that's why it's not that I can't believe they didn't hire Bill, right? But,
yeah.
You know, Bobby Slowick, we know, was out there and available. It does feel like the Ben Johnson with Washington solidified. Like, we can't really throw that around as much. But, yeah, again, for Atlanta, maybe they feel they tried the hot young offensive coordinator and Arthur Smith, and they wanted to try with more of a, you know, a captain to lead a ship in Raheem Morris.
Yeah, and also one of those things where it's, you know, when you have a coach with cachet like Bill Belichick, sure, he franchises want him, and rightfully so, because he has that track record. But you have to understand this, too. You can't tell the owner what to do, like Arthur Blank, which is why the reports came out, like, hey, as soon as the season was over, Arthur Blank's like, that's my guy, Bill Belichick. I'm going to give him a one-on-one interview myself, then he's going to meet the team around him. You know what I mean? They're going to interview him and get to know him. Well, here's the thing. The owner, as I said again, doesn't get pushed around with his own team. But you know what else happens? Bill meets with Arthur Blank. Mike 101. Hey, look, you know I want to be your head coach. You know you want me. I can't have anybody stand in my way. Like, I need full control of every single thing football-wise in that building. Some owners are like, cool, that's fine. You just report to me. But if it's going to be up to those guys in the room, 10 or 12 people that go, if I hire Belichick, I might be out of a job in 6 months because he'll tell the owner I shouldn't be here. I don't help out with what he's trying to do. That all goes into it here. Raheem Morris is a great guy. Everybody says it. And those 12 guys in the room, 15 guys in the room, probably say the same thing and keep their job. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Football Friday right here on the Sports Grid Network, going over the coaching carousel. Two spots left open here. Seattle, which is really interesting, where you're not getting much smoke out there. And the Commanders, which I get a kick out of this, because again, Boomer was on the show this week. He's like, yeah, don't even worry about it. Like, it's Ben Johnson to Washington. It's a done deal, which makes some sense. But yeah. I saw that Dan Quinn interview for the head coaching job, and the Commanders fans were losing their mind. Like, what are we doing at this point? So it's funny how it goes around. But for also, one of the single best, I would say, coaching carousels this year with guys you could pick. You look at everybody on that list. Now, I think Jim Harbaugh was a grand slam for the Chargers, obviously. But if we're going from everybody else, it's like, ooh, okay. Dave Canales, I mean, 18th best offense in the NFL. Ooh, that's exciting in Carolina. Really odd, some of these guys that actually wound up getting those jobs. Because for me, I say, like, if you get Belichick and you're Atlanta, it's not going to hurt you. If you're Carolina, you get Bill Belichick, it's not going to hurt you. If Vrabel goes to your franchise, you'll be better off in 4 years than you are right now. But some of these are really big, like especially the higher down in Callahan with the Titans. Like, some things just like, I mean, okay, it could work, but geez, man, that's the first hire you want to make as a general manager with Rand Carthon? Goodness.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying, right? Some of it feels a bit uninspired. The Ben Johnson thing is hilarious, that he's just like already the, like, I don't know. What do they have to do, another interview just to keep up the charade?
The college football. Though, with this, yep.
But I'm a little confused on it with the Seattle one. Because the second Pete Carroll went up there, like, hey, guys, like, almost assuredly they're going to make Dan Quinn the guy. Like, did they get beat so bad that they were in the room? They're like, hold on, hold on now, hold on a minute. There's a lot of talent on that Dallas defense. How'd that just happen? And, like, this guy's not going to get hired? Like, I'm trying to follow.
Like, I think the NFL is the only one of the like, connect the dots league that never connects any dots. Like, don't you see, like, foregone conclusions? Like, the rumors come out, right? Like, midway through the season. Hey, by the way, Seattle's going to let go Pete Carroll. They are zeroed in on Dan Campbell. So, like, you hear, like, the smoke out there. And then it's like, okay, he should have been a head coach and was waiting for the right spot, and other teams wanted him, but Jerry Jones paid a little bit more, and he's happy in Dallas. He's waiting for the right spot. Isn't the right spot Dan Quinn back in Seattle? Like, wasn't that supposed to be the right spot?
Yeah, but this is where, again, like, this is where I love it, though, because Donnie, but if you and I were in charge, I mean, I wouldn't even call Dan. I'd be like, hey, Dan, you want to come be our DC? I wouldn't even call
his
phone.
Yes, correct. Correct. So, hey, look, didn't work out in Dallas. Why don't you be our DC? What? No. We want you as DC, pal.
But meanwhile, like, isn't their offensive coordinator, like, one of the guys that was like, yeah, Shane Waldron, like, people were taking a look at here?
Yep. Yeah.
Like, I what are they, just going to upgrade? I'm.
But you might, like, honestly, God, why did you just keep Pete Carroll? Like, why didn't Pete Carroll just hang around there? Like, if you, like, honestly, like, hey, we're going to get rid of Pete Carroll, who still has the ear of this football team. They're still playing well. We're going to go Dan Quinn to really set this thing up into the stratosphere. Like, I don't think that's how it works.
You know what I need? I need them to go and hire Belichick. And Pete Carroll just lights the world on fire. He'd be like, now hold on. Now, you hire the only guy as old as I am? Like, that can't be true. Like, there's no possible way that's how that just finished out here. Like, how come? Like, that's what I don't understand about Pete Carroll. Like, I thought the idea was, Pete Carroll's not done. Like, Pete Carroll will still coach if teams are interested in his services. Mm-hmm. And if we're interested in, like, Donnie, if you had to hire between Bill Belichick and Pete Carroll, wouldn't you be a little more interested in Pete?
Not necessarily. Not necessarily. I would still be going with the cachet of Belichick because I know I'm getting like an X's and O's guy. I don't actually know what Pete Carroll does, to be honest. I never hear about him breaking down plays. Just like he's the figurehead that's like, hey, the vibes are always good and I'll get guys around me that want to work and the players like me. Like, when have we ever heard Pete Carroll? Like, does Pete Carroll even show up to film room in the first Seattle? Stop. What does he actually
Stop.
Do? I mean, Pete Carroll's the type of like, you know what I mean? Like, he puts on those air monarchs and it's like, all right, team meeting at 9 o'clock, and it's like, where's Pete? He's walking around the track outside with like, the earphones on, just like oblivious to everything. Pete, we got a meeting. Get in here. God. Like, that's what it feels like. You know what I mean?
I mean, he's
hey, Pete,
to
get in here.
USA.
We got a meeting.
Like, that's what it feels like. You're on like the intercom around the facility. Where's this guy at? I don't know.
He's at the team deli behind another path yes. orbit. I mean,
exactly.
Give or take. Wow. Unbelievable. So you're out. You're out on the Pete Carroll.
But honestly, like when the carousel started and Pete Carroll was let go, like I actually thought he would have been a really good hire in like Carolina. Like, look, we are at the doldrums right now. I know I can't attract a great head coach, but I know Pete's got energy and everybody will respect him in the building. So in 3 years when Pete's really old and it's like, all right, it's time to hand it over, your franchise is in a better spot. And then you go get the young coordinator. Like Pete could have been that steward. You know what I mean?
It is amazing that this league for forever was like, we're just going to hire the same guys. Like, we like retreads. Like we, and then Bill Belichick and Pete Carroll hit the streets, and they're like, listen, we need young hot coordinators, man. Like, we have no interest in anybody. That old, stop the madness.
Exactly. Like, what? Hey, Grandpa, like, what are we doing over here? Like, we're a high-tech organization. Exactly. You're telling me, like, we got to do jumping jacks or something like that, and we don't need trainers or something. Who knows what's going through their mind? But it is a very interesting cycle the way it goes through. But, again, that Seattle spot's still open, and we don't have a strong belief of who's actually going to get that, and a lot of other interesting calls around the NFL. But it is going to be a really big Sunday here. The boys live in charge, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m., 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. double time on the card here. 6 hours of pro football today, Kevin. How do you feel about that on a Sunday? How do you feel?
I mean, double time on the card is really.
Now, by the way, let's be real about this too. Higher ratings on the tape show than the live show? No?
No.
Why not?
I don't think you even know
how
the tape show's going to work. I don't even
think. But doesn't it go from 12 to 3? What do you mean? What do you mean it's not going to work?
Wait, what are you referring to?
Not that show. I'm talking Sunday. Like, we do basically a six-hour block. We're live, and then we replay it again. But so which one does the higher ratings? The second show, wouldn't it?
This Sunday?
Yeah, this Sunday.
Oh, I don't know.
Are we still live? Are we double down live? Like, is it 9 to 12, then 12 to 3 again?
No, I heard you're staying live 12 to 3.
Might as well.
You sending me home. That's what I'm hearing.
Might as well. Might as well get it popping here. But again, we will be out in Las Vegas also for the Super Bowl all week long. Think about sending out tweets. Like, cause I think we're going to post up, K-Dub, at the same Fat Burger every single day. Maybe get a little meet and greet out there. You know what I mean? Share a burger, share a story, have some fun. And when people go like, hey, what time are you doing it, Donnie? 6 o'clock? Dinner time? No, people. This is 10 a.m. Vegas time. We're eating our meal. Yeah. So be ready to rock and roll.
Uh-huh. Like, you're going to be on the Lisi diet out there, burgers only, except you're going to have the bun.
Tremendous. Yeah, by the way, I was already scoping it out. Like, I've never actually eaten Fat Burger before. I've had In-N-Out, fantastic. You know, Whataburger, I've actually had that before. Also, Shake Shack now in New Jersey, I've had that. So I'm looking forward to that experience, but just checking it out. Burgers and also chicken sandwiches. The fries look like they're really good, almost like McDonald's style. I'm going to think I'll be eating in style out there, man. Like, I got really excited that in the Excalibur there is a Fat Burger. So there you go.
But why is it that you need to eat the same thing every day?
Because I need to find something. Like, I'm not. Here's the thing. Like, we only eat one time a day, like I do. It's very important that you stick to the basics, because there'd be nothing worse than being like, okay, let's have like a average meal here. It's like, dang, like I waited to eat this meal. You know what I mean? Like, I love Chipotle, I love Chick-fil-A, and I love McDonald's. That's like my rotation 6 out of 7 days in the week, because I know what I like, and it's always good every time I get it. I'm not ever like, I shouldn't have got that fish sandwich for my lunch. Like, now I'm starving the rest of the day because I didn't enjoy a fish sandwich. So a burger is always at the top of the food chain. And out in Vegas, outside like Grimaldi's, I don't know if you can get good pizza. And also, I don't think Grimaldi's is open at 10 a.m. I could be wrong, though.
That could be, though. I mean, can we rule it out? Like, let's
true.
I just think you're so. I just like, though, that if anyone's like, hey, if anybody wants to eat with Donnie, like, I'm eating at exactly 11 yes. right here. I'll see you there.
And, yep, like, and no, I'm not hanging out. And I'm not hanging out after I eat, too. I'm on the move. Like, I'm eating, I get up from my table, and I go have a Mr. Goodbar and head back to my room and get ready for the rest of the day. The boys are doing it big in Vegas this year. Make sure you don't miss out on everything that we have to offer here at the Sports Grid Network. But it's time now. Let's start breaking these football games down next, and that is going to be Kansas City and Baltimore. Right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Football Friday, Sports Grid Network, Donnie and Kevin, Moneyline, and yes, we are going to break these football games down in just a moment, but before we do that, let's get to the phone lines and have some fun and talk to the people. 844-843-6879, the Moose. He's loose on a Friday as we get ready for Championship Sunday in the NFL. What's up there, Moose?
I'll tell you what, you are heading to my old stomping grounds out in Vegas. Now, here's the secret behind Fat Burger, okay?
Yes.
They do
yes.
all of Whoa. Their frying in beef tallow, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
That's why. But what? Stay away from the french fries, Donnie. Go for the onion ring.
Oh.
They're hand-breaded onion ring. And it's not that typical kind like you get at in the freezer section, whatever. They are absolutely mm-hmm. the best onion rings and some of the best burgers. But anyway, so once you guys start talking food, you know I got to call in. So it's going to be a good weekend, and I'll listen to your guys' props. Good to talk to you, K-Dub. You guys have a great day. We'll talk to you later.
Yes, sir.
There you go. Moose checking.
Yes, sir.
Look at that. So there you go. Fat burger. 2 in the morning, got the fat burger. No. 10 a.m. in the morning, we get the fat burger out there, baby. Yes.
Is that a song?
Yeah. Ice Cube.
All right.
Today was a good day.
All right.
And maybe it's 3 in the morning, got the fat burger. Yeah, one of those. 2 or 3 a.m., one of those. So we're going to just do that in reverse.
I just chuckled. So we're not doing Moneyline, right? that whole week? We got to say our goodbyes to the people next week?
They're going to miss it. But who takes over, though? Like, what is that on the air at that point? Are we going live from Vegas? Like, who's on the air?
I mean,
is that Carver and Lisi taking control? Like, the whole air?
You know what?
What I'm hearing?
You know what? Let's call Lisi up and get him.
Exactly. By the way, anybody listening, do you guys like the Carver and Lisi show out there? I just, you know, call in, let us know. Is Carver and Lisi worth it at that point? Should we run it all the way through in Vegas? I mean, we'll leave it up to the people. We will. So, just wanted to get that going out there for a little bit of points of reference.
The human algo. I said it. Wow. He's lying. Man, I actually... I think I can hold on. You know what? We can have this a conversation on air. So
yeah.
JY comes on Game Time last night.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And he ends it with, by the way, Anthony Fersker, go Lions. I like Detroit this week. They're going to beat the Niners. Now, first of all, introducing that with Anthony Fersker is pretty wild.
Yeah.
But apparently he knows him from, you know, the basketball days. But I had mission set, told the producers, clip that, group chat it, send it to Lisi. And he wrote, that's not right. That's not right. Like, and if JY's listening, he'll think that that's a personal attack. It's not. But it's just how Lisi is, man. Once I sent in that JY is on Lions, he might be recalibrating right now, Donnie.
Everybody said that the 49ers got their bad game out of the way. Easy win for the Niners. I was like, oh, I can read right through this on how angry Lisi is going to be for no apparent reason on Sunday's show. But let's get to these games here. Kansas City, Baltimore, current line tier 4 across the board. Some 3.5s still out there with juice. Total in this game, 44.5 at most places. Points bet New Jersey and DraftKings showing a 44. I do think we do get points in this game, but I'm telling you right now, like just the way this game is lining up, you know, Tooney's down on the offensive line for Kansas City. You take a look at Isaiah Pacheco, still banged up. Okay, we'll see what it is. Baltimore is as physically ready to play this football game as they can be, as if it was like week one in the NFL. Everybody hitting on all cylinders. Like, I'm looking at this game saying, I would be very, and the only way you handicap against Baltimore again is Kevin Watt. Well, Lamar Jackson fumbles three times and throws three interceptions. Good luck with that. This is Baltimore. For I don't care that Kansas City is getting points. You can't give Mahomes points. This is what he does. I get all that. But when the better team is on the other side, you got to take the better team.
Yeah, I chuckle because you're the total. I saw you did it again, where you have the first half under in this game.
Yeah, but I had. Yeah, but you,
you got the
under.
Game going.
I don't like any under this weekend. But we have. To
I thought
do
you
like
the under in the late game. Niners game.
I think 51 is going to be tough, but if you said, Donnie, you have a free bet, I still would go over in that. But in the pick six, you have to pick. Okay. You only have two games to pick from, so it's like you have to pick an under. Well, if I don't like the under, I can see the game play in the first half, like feel it out a little bit, lower scoring, just under 22.5, which is the total. I can see that happening. I really can. Second half, you know, if Baltimore's laying it to them or Kansas City's in the game, those offenses are really going to get after it. But we had to pick an under. Yeah. That was the thought process behind it. I had to pick it somewhere, and I thought that was the best option.
All right, fair. I just thought we were, you know, it was another, like, listen, this Chiefs game, they're moving the football nonstop, but let me say this right now, give me the under. So, give me the, like, nevertheless, it is one of those things, I will say this about Kansas City, is I wish, like, nobody told me what the game was until Sunday morning, Donnie, because it is very hard to spend 7 days talking about how you're picking against Patrick Mahomes. That's the reality of it. It is not the most comfortable thing to do. And the funny thing is, you know, you and I both last week had rooting interest in Buffalo via futures. But you could hear the tone in our voices and our breakdowns where it was, we're rooting in Buffalo. Our confidence level is not where we would like for it to be in this football game one bit. So that end result there, it wasn't stunning. It was disappointing. This is a little different, though. I do think the Ravens are better, but it is funny. As the week goes on, I can almost feel the bass in my voice dropping of my confidence in Baltimore because, you know, are we just going to run away from the Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes here?
And I was also, Mark Zeno came on, we were talking between the, you know, the telecast in the commercial break, and I said, you know, it's a funny feeling I'm getting from the Ravens now, because I do have a ticket in my pocket and want them to win, but you wouldn't be able to know, Kevin, if I was a die-hard Eagles fan or Ravens fan come 3 o'clock on Sunday. Like, I think I'm going to be that fired up for that football game, because sometimes you just want to be proven correct. The last time I cheered, like, extremely hard, like, I knew this was going to happen, was the New York Super Bowl, when it was the Denver Broncos and Seattle Seahawks. And I told everybody on every show I did that week, Seattle is going to I don't know, come on, Peyton Manning on that one. So I told everybody within earshot who would listen. And I remember getting home, because back then, didn't have a full-time job in this business. I was still with hoagie shops. I had to tape the first quarter because that was my busiest day of the year. I got home and put that game on like play where nobody told me what was happening. And you would have thought the Eagles were winning the Super Bowl during that game of how much I was screaming in the first half as Seattle continued to lay the wood to Denver. Sometimes you just get real excited as a fan to watch games, and this is going to be one of them.
But also when you have that investment, right? And you're invested in Baltimore from the preseason because somehow along the way you turned into a Lamar guy after spending the whole offseason being anti-Lamar Jackson. And here we are.
Anti-Lamar after this game, I'll tell you that. I'll take away all those good vibes here moving through. But that was a pick where I wanted to take the Eagles, the Buffalo Bills in the beginning, but I always, with those initial moves, like, look, I don't want to take a team 7-1, 8-1. Give me a decent middle shot that you think can make a deep run. And that's how I settled on the Ravens. And boy, oh boy, it was perfect. And wasn't always so perfect during the season. We got somebody waiting on hold here. Let's get to it now. Jay in Pennsylvania on deck here on Moneyline to talk to Donnie Kevin. What's up there, Jay?
Donnie and Kevin, good afternoon. Very good show. Thank you for being here for me this afternoon. Hey, three things in ascending importance. The one, I need to get your opinion when I'm done. I'm leaning on the Avalanche game tonight in the NHL.
Two,
I keep going back and forth between the Lions and the 49ers. I just can't put my finger on it. But most importantly, we're starting the Carver and Lisi, as you guys said, We're going to get them on every day when you guys aren't on.
Yes.
They're
yes.
going to be there.
Yes.
The human algo.
Yes.
Smash your bookie with a rubber mallet.
Yes.
Triple
yes.
cryptocurrency. Super yes. play of the year. All you can eat buffet.
Bring it.
He's
going bring
to be
it.
There.
Bring
Carver
it.
High and Joe Lisi. We're starting the movement now.
Yes, 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 we will send us their way.
Behind the scenes,
great
yes,
phone
clip
call.
This, completely clip this here. But yes, Jay, taking a look at some of those things tonight. By the way, the 49ers game, K-Dub, any chance the Lions
yeah.
hit? Because I'm sort of rooting for the Lions, Kevin, in this all intents and purposes. I need Jahmyr Gibbs to have a big game, but what do you got there?
No, what I'm more interested in, he likes the Avs. Minus 146 on the money line
go
at
ahead.
Home against the Kings.
Seal.
Looks
McKinnon.
Light. He might
McKinnon.
Be onto something.
Yeah.
Whoa.
McKinnon?
Favorite
crypto play?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, last night I had Tampa Bay, and I didn't put enough that I had on it for the highest scoring team. They were 10-1, and I hit on that. They won 6-3 Tampa Bay. So, yeah. But, yeah, this Detroit-San Francisco game is really becoming a conundrum. I'm back and forth and back and forth. So I'll listen to you guys and see what you
awesome.
Have to say. So thanks for the good work. And Carver and Lisi, when you're not there, every day, hamburgers without buns.
Right.
so good. See that? Nailed
absolutely.
It. I knew it. See, I knew I'd put out the call there for Carver and Lisi backers here.
Put out
to let
the
us know.
And
yes, absolutely. Two to six? 2-6, I guess, next week? We'll be running all with, 2 weeks from now, Lisi and Carver, 2-6 in the afternoon. Man's going to be everywhere out there. How can he do it? Like, how is there enough hours in the day for Carver and Lisi to get on the airwaves?
I mean, listen, if there's a will, there's a way, and Lisi will find it, man. Lisi will find it. When is Donnie Wrightside, the hockey guy, come back, man?
I don't know. Maybe it's coming soon. Once football season ends, you sort of get a little bit, you know, you get that spinning around vertigo in your head, like, whoa, what are we going to do? And it's like, hey, man, there's always going to be, you know, hockey out this piece. So there you go. Be able to handicap it. Lisi. Oh, that's going to be, I mean, he's going to be working morning, afternoon, night. He can't say no. He can't say no. The people need him. The people need crypto plays left and right. Sizzle plays out there.
And the sizzle plays are hot, man. Do you have
they
a sizzle basketball play, Tyrese Maxey?
Oh, easy. Under 29.5.
Guy man,
22
I got
points last night. Wisconsin tonight. Some
uh-huh.
are saying Wisconsin tonight, baby. Maybe that's where he should go. Lay the 2.5 points there with those badges. All right. Let's get back to football right after the break here.
Oh,
don't you go anywhere on Moneyline.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Baltimore Ravens, Kansas City Chiefs, money line this weekend, plus 166 on those Chiefs, minus 200 on the Ravens, a 3.5 point line at FanDuel, fours at most outlets, a 44.5 total in this ball game. If I told you now, like, where are you focused in on, Kevin, prop-wise in this game? Is it the low numbers on the Baltimore wide receivers? Is it Rashee Rice as a wide receiver for Kansas City? Are that the tight ends? Because you have a plethora. Isaiah Likely, Mark Andrews, obviously Travis Kelce, quarterbacks, rushing props, touchdown props, yardage props. Where are you looking this week?
So in game number one,
yes.
very likely my top guy is, was not intentional, I swear, mm-hmm. is Isaiah Likely.
Wow.
So I've mentioned a few times last week was the best bet, his over longest reception of 17.5, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the trend on that, Donnie, is it is unbeaten in games where he catches at least two passes. Now, they are not hanging a receptions prop for him. They're no longer hanging a longest receptions prop for
yeah.
him. None of that. But what they've done is they've replaced every Isaiah Likely prop, and they just put it on Mark Andrews. Yards, receptions, long. I am not sold that Mark Andrews is going to come back to anywhere near the same workload that we once saw him have. Now, you
yes,
might say,
right.
well, the books aren't anticipating mm-hmm. that at 35.5, and you would be right. But what matters more than to me is that Isaiah Likely will still factor in. 21.5 yards. I've not done full shopping. I'm just looking at FanDuel right in front of my face. I will try and look around here, see if we can do better. Maybe it's the best we can do. But that is something he is absolutely capable of doing in just one catch. I still think he can be a multi-catch guy. I don't know if there are books out there hanging the likely receptions. It looks like it would be 2.5, though. So again, he has never not had a catch, Donnie, of 18 plus yards in a game with two or more receptions. I got to like him over the yardage here.
Yeah, the only book it says here on this outlet I'm looking at is FanDuel at over 2.5 at plus 118 for likely.
Yeah.
So and they don't want to give you that one. Yeah, they probably has. They don't want to give you that 1.5, which is why that's juiced up as a plus money to that over number. But I do like Isaiah Likely. I probably like him a little bit even more, as crazy as it sounds, with Andrews coming back, because he'll be the number two tight end, which, again, mm-hmm. when Andrews is out there, the defense points at him. You are getting the coverage roll to him, not Likely. Whereas Likely is the only tight end, that's the guy you're only worrying about in that spot here. There's so many low numbers here on receiving yards on the Baltimore Ravens. I don't want to get tripped up in this game by saying, oh, let me go after like 34.5, let's just say, for Mark Andrews, which I think is doable. But to be honest, I like Mark Andrews' touchdown prop more than I like the 35.5. And it's a simple fact is, you know, when they're in the red zone, he's going to take every snap down there, right? When you're at the 50-yard line on 2nd and 3 and it's a running play, he might not be in there. He's going to be in on passing plays, particularly in the red zone, which was like that whole Sam LaPorta game number one, he comes back in the playoffs. Hey, look, he's not 100% healthy, but you know where they're going to use him at. And he scored a touchdown mm-hmm. right off the bat. Nelson Aguilar, 15.5 yards. Odell Beckham, 20.5 yards. Zay Flowers, 41.5. Now, I got to tell you, if I am looking at one wide receiver in this game, which something tells me I'm going to end up biting on guys like Odell Beckham and their 20.5 because they're ridiculously low numbers, I actually also like, where's his number at? Why am I finding it here for the Ravens? They pull it down for Rashad Bateman. There he is. 20.5 for Bateman. I like Bateman more, actually, than I do Odell Beckham. But from a wide receiver perspective, Rashee Rice. I really like, Kevin, Rashee Rice and that 59.5 number. Because I do think that Kansas City is going to lose this game. I do think they abandoned the running game in the fourth quarter. And there's going to be places and passes to be had there. I like Rashee Rice getting to that 60 number.
Yeah, the number one wide receivers have had success against Baltimore. Like, Nico Collins didn't get through that tall number, Donnie, right, of 80.5, but mm-hmm. he finished right around where this Rashee Rice number is. So I think that that is going to be tempting. I'm also going to be taking a look at the Gus Edwards anytime at plus 140. Didn't get in last week. That's again, look,
I love Lamar him over Jackson. 43.5 in this game, by the way. Like, if I had to get two props in this game, it's Gus and it's going to be Rashee Rice.
Yeah, the thought for me again with Gus, at least the starting point of it is, Lamar Jackson is not a touchdown machine on the ground. He's not Jalen Hurts. He's not Josh Allen. Awesome game against the Houston Texans. Give him all the credit in the world for that performance. But Gus Edwards still had goal line carries in that football game. I mean, Gus Edwards had, I believe it was 13 regular season rushing touchdowns. So this is a guy who had 12 of those in victories, scored only in one loss. I'm expecting them to win the game. So that's a big benefactor here, DRS. Gus Edwards is someone who's anytime touchdown scorer I'll be taking a look at.
Can't get here soon enough. I'm going to be so geeked up on Sunday. Now hear me out here. Saturday Pro Football Today, George Kurtz and also Ben Stevens. If they do a really good job Saturday, what's the chances they just roll it over to Sunday and we can just be like, no, let's watch these games? Any chance of that on the network? Like, we get the whole weekend off?
Oh, no. No. I mean, better chance that you get called in for a late Saturday, lock it in.
You think I'm going to get a call tonight? Like, hey, look, we got a guest spot open tomorrow. I think you can make a phone call in early in the day. Like, oh, man, okay. You know what? Might have to buck up for that, but hopefully nobody's listening behind the scenes, because I would enjoy my, I think, Kevin, it's like 24, 25 days, one day off for me working on. So it's going to be beautiful. It's going to be nice to have that full Saturday off to retool and fire away with action, which, mm-hmm. again, maybe the game of the day Sunday is that early game, but still the fun is going to be out there in Santa Clara. Beautiful weather conditions. Late January in Santa Clara, 70 degrees. Winds now, Kevin, 1.8 miles an hour showing up. Impressive. And no precipitation in the forecast. Lines now above 7. The San Francisco 49ers as a favorite. And the total, 51.5. Looking at this game, is there a chance that Detroit just gets wasted in this game? Like going into hey, you know what? Like the 7.5, are they baiting you to take that? And is this game 21-3 at the break where Jared Goff looks terrible and you should have known it was a dome team going outdoors type of feel?
Yeah, I mean, look, they went to Baltimore and were absolutely demolished. They went to Chicago and lost by 15. Now their other losses, Seattle at home by 6, Packers by 7 at home, and then the insane Dallas game that is still really one of the craziest games in the last, like, half decade, it feels like, with the way that all played out. But we have seen them, you know, be dispatched, and we've seen the Niners get rid of teams, Nani, right? What they did to Philly, what they did to Dallas, what they did to Jacksonville. I mean, we've seen them absolutely railroad teams. I know they didn't do it last week, so of course there is a chance, right? You have to have confidence, you know, in the Lions being there all game. It can't just be a backdoor MO, I think. Again, the backdoor is always there, but the world where you're projecting the Niners to be up 14 for the entirety, this isn't college where you're getting 21.5, 24.5, right? You need the Lions to be hanging around in the way the Green Bay Packers hung around and ultimately did cover the number.
And by the way, for me, Detroit is a better football team than Green Bay for me. Like, I like the way Green Bay played down the stretch, but the totality of a team, it's better in Detroit. We just can't have – if you can get Jared Goff dialed in, and again, he's getting all the help he needs. Number one, he's got a great offensive coordinator, and you are basically playing in a dome this weekend with those temperatures, no wind, and no rain in the forecast. If you are eyeing up prop bets in this game, is there a certain area you're going for? Is it wait and see on Debo? I know you were high on Ayuk early in the week.
Yes.
We know Christian McCaffrey's going – I don't care what happens. Christian McCaffrey's not getting shut down on Sunday, but his prices are extremely high. I got a couple looks here for Detroit in the backfield. So where do you start in this game from your prop perspective?
Yeah, I'm kind of interested on the other side of the field, or other side of the, I guess, the split with Montgomery. 42.5, but we've talked about it now. I know how explosive Gibbs is, but Monty is still their lead running back. And there is still an idea that you want to run the football against San Francisco. So I'm not sure if I would prefer the Montgomery rush attempts prop, but that number's at 10.5. If I am going to get 11 carries out of David Montgomery, right? I mean, you go through the Montgomery season, Donnie, coming off of a game where he landed 33. How many times in a row do you think Montgomery went back-to-back games without touching 50? Spoiler, doesn't exist.
Yeah,
he only had on the season, including the playoffs, 3 games under 50 yards. So that's 11-3. Over what this is, this current number, Donnie, of 42.5. But I understand Jahmyr Gibbs is incredible. Yeah. I was on him last week, Donnie. But there, at no point have the Lions shown, hey, if we have 22 carries, 14 of these are going to Jahmyr, 8 are going to Montgomery. Even if it should, it's not what they do.
No, I hear you on that, too, because the way I look at this game, if you think, and it's a sort of the same way sometimes, why don't you take a team total? Why don't you take the total for the game? Because you say, I don't know if this team can win, but both teams will score. Like, well, why are you picking a team? Just pick the actual total for the football game. If you believe the Detroit Lions are going to cover this spread, doesn't it feel like Gibbs and Montgomery are both going to have to do damage in this game? Because the angle I'm trying to play, let's just say Jahmyr Gibbs gets 9 carries for 29 yards, and Montgomery has 13 carries for 41. They got smoked in that football game. Smoked, because all you're doing is relying on a passing game, and then they're probably pinning their ears back at that point. So when I look at this, like, I like Jahmyr Gibbs anytime touchdown. I believe he scored in, what, 6 of his past 7 games, I want to say, plus 145. Mm-hmm. And also the alt numbers, which Lisey will love. 60 yards rushing for Jahmyr Gibbs, plus 168. Like, I'm really starting to tilt to saying, I need this game. If the Lions are going to be closer, be competitive, I think it's a Jahmyr Gibbs game. Doesn't mean Kevin, he's got to go 12 carries for 132 yards, but I just need him to be effective enough to let that passing game work.
But Don, to be clear, do you like them to be close and competitive enough in this game? Do you trust them to be in the mix to the degree that you are saying is necessary for Gibbs to get the workload? Or are you better off taking his catchings?
No. Because I look at it, because I think the last, is it four out of five or three out of the last four games, the opposing team of the 49ers going over 100 total yards rushing. And I really like the offensive line for the Lions. So my vantage point is, if I say, okay, if the Lions are within a touchdown all game long, it's because that running game was really good. So if I say to myself, like, well, why don't you just take Detroit or the passing game? Well, if there's a chance they get blown out and the 49ers front seven is like, I know you're not running. Watch me just beat on your quarterback who's not mobile. That's where I get nervous. So that's why if I like Detroit, which I do think they'll be in the football game, I'm getting low numbers on those rushing props.
Yeah, I think, again, it's super interesting, man, just the split between these two guys and what you're going to see. But Gibbs, you know, 40 yards in both playoff games catching, and those are wins, Donnie, right? Mm-hmm. So what could that look like in a loss? In a playoff loss, what could that look like? Where you're kind of, you know, could you be bulletproof to either game script with the Gibbs receiving, that number 22.5? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I hear you.
Like, his receptions prop is 3.5, mm-hmm. right? And you want, if I'm going to get four catches out of Jahmyr Gibbs,
yeah,
I'm not getting 20 yards. Now, that actually has happened a few times this year, funny enough, but
yeah,
it's a very tempting number for me on Jahmyr Gibbs.
Yeah, again, you don't need a lot. Like, so many times you're arguing, like, oh, can he get the 72 rushing yards? Like, they're in the 40s, man. Like, Gibbs, as you know, hey, toss sweep in the first quarter. He's got three carries for 31 yards, and away you go. Like, that's the way I see it here. But so many good options between both of these games. An exciting NFL weekend. It's championship weekend, people, right here on the Sports Grid Network. Moneyline, we'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Are you ready for this weekend? I certainly am. K-Dub's ready. The Pro Football Today boys are ready. Tomorrow on Saturday, Pro Football Today will be live. The boys will be off with Ben Stevens and George Kurtz rolling hard tomorrow for that. And then we take back over on Sunday to get you ready for game day and the biggest game day of the year in the NFL outside of the Super Bowl. Now, some good college basketball, Kevin, obviously, on tonight. One game to look at, that Michigan State-Wisconsin game, but as always on Saturday. Like, it, what a treat it is. Like, if you generally like college basketball, and I do, and in maybe 2 weeks, it's going to be sensational. Saturdays in college basketball from tip to midnight are fantastic, to be honest. So there's some good games this weekend.
Question one. Mm-hmm. I mean, are there even like five good teams? Arizona loses last night at a bad Oregon State team.
Which you guys love, though. Yeah, love that.
Here's another question for you, and I know this is probably too short of a window to ask it.
Yep.
Do you think you're going to be more involved with college player props this year?
No, I don't, because I don't.
You don't think your numbers translate well enough to that?
No, my numbers translate to the team concept there. And also, I say that the reason why we love props in the NFL, yes, we can look at stats, but we all watch all of the games and get a great feel for not just, because how many times am I going to be able to take a look at a Boise State kid on the 3-point line? Do you know what I mean? Like, oh, I think he's going to score. Like, you want that background. Like, I watch McCaffrey every week. You tell me he can't get to this or that, or he gets every single look inside the 5-yard line. That's why I don't think so yet. Now, in the future, that is going to be the way to go. Because for me, for years, Kevin, it was sides, and then it was totals, and then it was team totals. How many times you hear me come on the radio, make sure I got a team total picked out? You won't believe this weekend. Because the edge is not in those anymore. The edges are in the prop bets now.
That's why I ask. Because I've watched you develop into props more and more.
Yep.
I think it would be, though, probably very demanding, like,
oh my goodness,
to do the props in college.
But if you could do it and had the time, you could hit those soft markets, and it would be so much fun. Just don't have the time to dig down that deep here. For Christian behind the wheels of steel, Donnie Wrightside and Kevin Walsh, thank you for listening to Moneyline this week. We'll be back Monday. Enjoy your weekend.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look. Just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.